This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, but here's the question. Taylor Jenkins hinted at perhaps a lineup change after the game, after the second straight loss by the Memphis Grizzlies yesterday after the loss to San Antonio Spurs. That would mean Dylan Brooks. Should Dylan Brooks be benched? Is that the way through? Is that what the Grizzlies need to do at this point? We want to hear from you. 535-3776-535-ESPN. Been a while since we've heard from you. Should Dylan Brooks go to the bench? Should they stick it out with him in the starting lineup? We want to hear from you. 535-ESPN. When we come back, Jason and John on Eternal FM, ESPN.
The Mid-South's number one for sports. WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis. On the radio.com live and rewind anytime. Smart speakers just say, play 92.9 ESPN.
Recent weather taking a toll on your roof? A-Team Roofing has you covered, literally, with their 24-hour tarp service to stop further damage.
I pity the fool that doesn't check out our online reviews.
A-TeamRoofers.com.
Hey, everybody, this is Coach Penny Hardaway. When I want to throw a party for friends or family, I want it to be a taste of Memphis, and that means Corky's Barbecue. Order online or call ahead and pick up at their speedy drive-thru. And be sure to tell them that Penny sent you.
Welcome to AutoZone. Dealing with battery problems? We've got you. Let's start with a free battery test. If you just need a free charge, we can help with that too. And if it's time for a new battery, you're in the right place. We've got a full selection of batteries starting at just $79.99. That's what makes us America's number one battery destination, where help is always in stock. Based on data from the NPD Group Incorporated Car Care Track, 12 months ending December 2019.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
You have to be up in 5 hours. 2 hours, 6 minutes, and when you hear, you realize that you haven't slept a wink. That's why there's ZzzQuil Pure Z's, a drug-free blend of botanicals with an optimal dose of melatonin, so you can fall asleep naturally with no next-day grogginess. It's available in both liquid and gummies, tastes great, and is non-habit-forming. Pick up ZzzQuil Pure Z's from the sleep experts at Vicks ZzzQuil. ZzzQuil Pure Z's, naturally superior sleep. Available at retailers near you.
Friends, this is Paul Boyd, your candidate for General Sessions Court Clerk. I wanted to remind you about the extremely important election on Thursday, August the 6th. With all the turmoil in America today, it is vital that we have proven leadership that can be trusted. Work with me to create a justice system all of Memphis can be proud of. Vote Paul Boyd for Clerk.
Paid for by committee to elect Paul Boyd, Kelly Price, Treasurer.
Reaching out to a friend about their mental health can feel awkward, which is why it helps to have something to break the ice. You could go for a walk or grab a slice of pizza. And if you're not driving, you could even use this commercial break to text them. See? That was easy. Reach out to a friend about their mental health. Find more ways to help at seizetheawkward.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
The motto for world-class competition has always been faster, higher, stronger. It's the same for Navien, makers of condensing tankless water heaters. Faster to install and set up. Higher performance and efficiency to provide endless hot water. Stronger with the industry's strongest warranty. All because of the copper-free stainless steel heat exchanger built in every unit. Learn about Navien's condensing tankless water heaters and find a Navien contractor at tanklessmadesimple.com. That's tanklessmadesimple.com.
Morning.
How'd you get in my house, B?
Through the air conditioning vent. It's dark in there.
Go away.
How about some Honey Nut Cheerios?
Cheerios? Do I look like a child to you?
Honey Nut Cheerios are tasty and can help lower cholesterol as part of a heart-healthy diet. Did you just
No.
I'm pretty sure I heard a
It was my dryer.
You might want to get that thing checked out.
Have a change of heart. Honey Nut Cheerios. Learn more about Honey Nut Cheerios by picking up a box at your local store.
Only one Mid-South radio station offers Rewind. Rewind. Never miss a moment. Like a DVR for radio. Rewind. Just use 92.9 FM ESPN on the free radio.com app or online at 92.9ESPN.com. Never miss a moment with 92.9 FM ESPN. 92.9 FM ESPN is the Mid-South smart speaker station. Just say, play 92.9 ESPN. Now, back to the Jason and John Show. Jason Smith and John Martin on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station.
Hasn't been a great few games for Dylan Brooks since the season began. Or I guess restarted, I should say. One of seven from three in Sunday's loss to the San Antonio Spurs. Obviously got tacked with the offensive foul on the charge late in the game. And then also gave one up, fouled DeMar DeRozan at the end of regulation, which gave them the win. 13 of 36 from the field, including 3 of 16 from 3 in the Grizzlies' first two seeding games. Taylor Jenkins, the head coach of the Memphis Grizzlies, hinted that lineup changes could be on the way. And obviously that feels like it would mean Dylan Brooks. So here is the question that we are asking you. 535-3776-535-ESPN. As the Grizzlies tip off later today against the Pelicans, should Dylan Brooks be on the bench? Is that the way that this should go? 535-3776-535-ESPN. Let's go, Connor, to Jesse. Jesse, you are on. Should Dylan Brooks be going to the bench now? Is that the move?
Hey, thanks for taking my call, guys. I don't know if he should be put on the bench, but 37 minutes, that, like, he might have been forcing some stuff. And Josh Jackson only got 5 minutes. I don't know if that was an injury thing or whatnot, but, you know, maybe putting him down at least 10 minutes, maybe 20, 25 minutes. Maybe he's a little bit got more energy, but definitely got to back off on the volume if you're not hitting him. Thanks.
Thanks for the call, Jesse. 535-3776-535-ESPN. Should Dylan Brooks – I mean, listen, nobody's saying it's got to be permanent. Nobody's saying it has to be forever, but
send a message.
Yeah, I think clearly. I mean, what else is going to be a motivator in the NBA, right? I mean, the bench is a great motivator.
Here's the deal, and I think this applies, but I want to hear what the callers have got to say. If you've told him about this before and it continues to go, right? I mean, you've discussed it with him, but if it continues to be an issue, right, and Dylan's just not responding, then that may be your, you know, that may be the last option you're left with. That's the thing. Or if you look at, okay, well, you know, maybe it's something now he's just got to figure out. We haven't been as much on this.
Yep.
You could argue that, you know, maybe you should back him, show him that you've got some confidence in him, but obviously, clearly you've got to address it with him one way or the other. We'll see what happens. I'm curious to see what Taylor Jenkins decides.
Yep. Let's go to Stanley in South Haven. Stanley, you're on.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. How y'all doing?
What's up?
Well, brother.
Man, you got it. Hey, they need to create a new position in basketball called the tailback. Every time Dylan Brooks get off the bench, the coach Jiggins need to holler, boy, get your tail back here. Hey, he needs to sit down for a second, kind of regroup, collect himself, and then we'll go from there.
Yeah, Stanley, thanks for the call, man. I mean, does this mean, Jason, that that Grayson?
Y'all love Dylan when he signed. It's everybody's jumping off the boat, man.
Well, he's not looked good. I mean, I get it. I can't sit here and blame people.
No, I understand. No, and look, they're professionals. He can handle it.
Right.
I just, again, Jaren Jackson's out there getting three rebounds. I just wonder if we're putting it all on him is the answer at this point. And listen, it's fair to question whether this is a big three that can work in the future. But it's early. It's early in the process. So I don't know. I'm split on this, John, on what I would do. Maybe we can figure it out with some more callers.
Yeah, he was minus 11 against
the
Portland Trailblazers. 6 of 16 from the field, 2 of 9 from 3. I mean, he's not playing well. He's not playing well. That's the bottom line. 535-3776-535-ESPN. Let's go to Tony. Tony, you're on.
What's going on, guys? You know, the bench, that man right now would send the wrong message to this team. And just like
that.
I was just going to say, it ain't like Jaren Jackson's been playing his best. Man fouls a lot. His footwork on defense is not the best. It's a lot of problems. I think it shows that this coaching staff is a very young coaching staff and has a lot of inexperience on it as well. If you thought the man was playing that bad, you shouldn't have let him play 37 minutes. But to bench this guy after two games, I think a lot of things can be corrected. I mean, you just gave him a new contract. What is he supposed to do? Not shoot? I mean, Michael Jordan took a ton of shots, and his percentages wasn't the best at times. But, you know, you got to let a guy figure it out and play it out. If you need to cut his minutes back in, you know, do that. But, you know, even people talking about Josh Jackson, why in the crap was Josh Jackson on the Memphis Hustle team so long and not called up to the big team? It's a lot of peculiar things. You know, we just got Ja, and we don't question things as much. But, I mean, some of this going to coaching staff. The suspect defense. So, I mean, it's a lot of questions. Should we bench the coach then?
I think you can bench the coach, Tony, but appreciate the call. I mean,
take care.
I understand what Tony is saying here. It is not as though Dylan Brooks is the only guy on the roster who, you know, is not. Well, I mean, Jaren is doing a lot.
It's hard to when you're scoring the way he is
exactly
and hitting the shots
exactly
at the times he is. But John, is it still not? Is it fair for John Morant to be pulling down 9 and Jaren's getting 3? What is it, 3 the first two games? Like that, you've been out-rebounded in both of the first two games. And
yep.
So, and then particularly from a defensive standpoint, we know, you know, Jaren has – there's times where he struggles. The thing that Tony said that strikes me, and I agree with – Taylor Jenkins is learning this too. I mean, he's – you know, we're talking about a coach that's in his rookie year here. So, while – look, we were quick, and we have been quick, and rightfully so, to hand over a lot of credit. Ask Windhorse about all of it. Rightly so. Taylor Jenkins deserves a lot of it. But I don't think he's past the point of criticism either. I don't think he's past the point where we think all of a sudden he's got it all figured out. He's trying to figure this out, too. That's why this talk with Dylan about sort of your feel, right? Feeling the game a little bit more. Let it come to you. I'm sure it's something they've had a back and forth on for a while. I wonder if Taylor's at a point now where this is his last option with a benching. Because clearly, so far, you know, it doesn't feel like Dylan Brooks has gotten it yet. There wasn't feel yesterday as much as it was, these shots are going to drop, and I'm just going to keep on shooting them, no matter what, you know, no matter what the effect is. And that's a Dylan Brooks mindset that you just can't have. That's on Taylor Jenkins to get through to him. That's on Ja Morant. But as the head coach, the buck stops with you. So we'll see. We'll see what options he's got left. But I can't imagine this is the first time they've talked about feel and not forcing with Dylan Brooks.
Right.
So when's he going to get it? When's he going to get it, John?
Right.
Yeah, that's
a fair question. Yeah, 535-3776-535-ESPN. Is Grayson Allen really a better answer? I mean, I think it's a fair question, too. Let's go to – is this Z? Z, you're on.
Yeah. Hey, how you doing today?
What's up, man?
Yeah, it's more than Darren Brooks. We're just looking for a scapegoat just in case the Grizzlies don't make the playoffs. Everybody's just looking for somebody to blame it on. If we ain't going to blame it on John, and we don't want to blame it on the coaching staff just because where the coaching staff already got these guys at. But the thing is, man, it's not that. It's the rotation. I'm going to tell you, you got Grayson Allen out there. He come out there. He make a turnover. As soon as he get in the game, he's taking shots that even though he can make a problem in practice, but It's just certain guys, we need to tighten up our rotation. And what I mean by tighten up our rotation, also tighten up these guys. There's certain guys that should be on the floor. And another thing, Davey, our boy, they'll be right there in the middle. Why he taking fadeaways? You taught everybody on the court. You and Jackson, y'all taught really everybody on the court. Like the last game with Rudy Gay and all these guys. Man, put the ball in the paint, pick and roll. That's all y'all got to do all day, even with Kyle Addison. Man, I'm just taking my the Grizzlies and the coaching staff. Man, they got to get together. Dylan Brooks, it ain't even really Dylan Brooks. Okay, y'all got Dylan Brooks out there just to make shots, really. Just to spread the floor. That's what he out there to do. If he makes shots, he ain't going to make every shot. The other team ain't going to make every shot either. But get what y'all need to do? Get back on defense, because y'all not getting back on defense either.
Yeah.
But that's what I was just calling to say, man. The Grizzlies got to get together. Man, it's the coaching staff. Man, just get on their film. Them young boys, they got to get their legs back on them. And they just got to stay focused all four quarters.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Z, appreciate the call. 535-377-6535.
Pretty good job outlining.
ESP. And, I mean, I do think this. It's a combination of things. One, Dylan's not playing well. Two, when you think about the late game stretches in these last two games that were utterly winnable games, he's making, you know, he's the one who's sort of making the wrong decision or getting charged with the foul or – you know, coming down with the offensive.
Yeah,
I mean, he's been sort of the face of the late game mishaps. And you couple that with the fact that he's shooting, you know, 3 of 16 from three, I mean, let's be honest about it. Ja's playing well. Jared's playing well. Brandon Clark's playing pretty well. Jonas is, at times, he's going to be limited in terms of closing out games, but he's playing pretty well. He's sort of the weak link right now. I don't think there's really any debate about that, is there?
It sounds like you do it.
My
question is, do you lose some fire when you tell him, which was essentially –
well, he's got a little too much business fire. Look, right now.
But do you – a little bit too much, I can get this done, yeah, right. No matter what.
Yeah.
But can you not get it? Can he not get it without the benching? I wonder that. He's a big boy. He can handle it. He can earn his way back. But I just wonder if you're Taylor Jenkins from a strategical standpoint, is it the best thing to do right now? John, you're trying to win these games.
Oh,
you're trying to and what you can't do is lose Dylan Brooks from a – you know, from an attitude and effort standpoint if all of a sudden he thinks that you think – right, that he ain't built for this, or that he thinks that, hey, when times get tough for him, you're not going to have his back. So there's all that, too, because Dylan represents something we're trying to figure out. Is he a part of the future or not? So it's worth going back and forth on this and trying to. It's not just, you know, and these games obviously are worth winning. So that's why, you know, you've got to try to figure this out with him one way or the other. And whatever the tactic is, you got to do it so it gets through.
Drew Hill tweeted out something very interesting today, that the Grizzlies, when Dylan Brooks' usage rate is over 25%, are 16-6, and when his usage rate is under that, they are 15-29. But that, to me, just suggests that the Grizzlies can only win when they're going through Dylan Brooks. I mean, that's just not the way that this team is supposed to be built. I mean, at the end of the day, I want that ball in John Morant's hands. I need John Morant's usage to be 25, 30, 35%, because he's the guy who I'm That's the future. It ain't – I mean, in the grand scheme of things, Dylan Brooks may or may not be a part of it, but the future rests exclusively on Ja, to me, and Jaren to an extent as well. So,
well, yeah, but we get that. Those two, they're not – I guarantee you they're part of the nucleus, John, at least from right now, everything we know. What we don't know is if a part of a potential big three. I hate to even use it, but Dylan has as well, and I know that's how he sees it. But you know two of them. The question is the third one. So the idea that it doesn't matter, no, it matters a lot because you just paid him and you want to know, hey, is this going to be the three that I need? Can they take me to where I want to go? And so all of this is a part of that because I feel like with the other two, you feel good about them. You're in there. Dylan's the one that it still feels like, and maybe more so when he's not shooting well or when he's forcing, like the jury's still out on. You don't know. You see all that talk, they're going to have to go trade for a wing. They've got no wing help. They'll have to use him and those picks to go out and get someone better. Is that the answer? I mean, all of this is a part of finding out, you know.
Right. Let's go to Ray. Ray, you're on.
Jason, John, first off, man, it's great to be talking about sports with you guys, man.
It is.
This is fantastic.
Taking it for granted.
I don't think I'm going to echo the sentiment of the previous callers. I don't think you can bench him. I think you can shorten his minutes, especially, you know, when he's playing 37 minutes and he's getting cooked at the end of the game. He can't be fresh. You know, two games back, it's got to be awkward playing in that arena, whatever, the gymnasium, whatever you call it, you know, it's early. What's frustrating is it's early, and, I mean, we two games into the eight that we're playing. So I think more than Dylan, maybe. What do you guys think about, you know, missing Tyus Jones as a backup guard? I mean, he's not down there with him, I think you can't just put it on Dylan is what I'm getting at, and mm-hmm. I'd be interested to hear y'all's thoughts.
Well, they absolutely miss Tyus. You're absolutely right about that, and that's part of it. I guess we haven't talked about that much today, but I did last week. I told you, John, I thought this would be important for them. And listen, he's just another guy on the floor that even when, okay, you get Dylan out there and he's with guys more that are second unit guys, that with Tyus, you know, he's one of those calming, you know, guys on the floor, a steadying force, where maybe with the ball in his hands, Dylan knows, okay, I'll wait till it comes, right? Instead of forcing the issue, I'll wait till it comes to me. So not having him, having DeAnthony more on the ball than off, where typically he's been better, that's clearly hurt him because DeAnthony hadn't been a part of it,
yeah,
quite frankly. Now you've got guys like Josh, you're trying to find other playmakers, whether it's Kyle, whether it's Grayson Allen, who, yes, shot the ball well, but I tell you what, when it comes to setting up guys on alley-oops, that didn't look all that good yesterday. It's not really his thing either. So they have absolutely missed Tyus. And I'm telling you, there's a chance they got one, if not two of these, if he's there. I think he makes that much of a difference on that second unit.
Yeah. 535-3776-535 ESPN. Let's go to Cam. Cam, you're on.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Yo.
What's up, brother?
Yo, man. I just want to tell everybody, man, just chill on Dylan Brooks. Just chill. He got it. He's a professional. He got it. This, I promise you, tonight he'll have 22. 22. Guaranteed.
Marked and numbered. 22 points. Dylan Brooks tonight.
How many shots, though? How many shots, though? I mean, that's important.
Just chill. I didn't hear you.
How many shots is it going to take to get to 22, though?
Very
important.
Don't go there with me. Come on. He got a tight matchup with Drew Holiday right now. So he's going to be shooting the ball a lot. They're going to go small ball. They don't want to play around in that paint with Deion and Favors and all those big guys. It's going to be a 20-plus game for him.
All right. Mark.
And everybody will jump back on board.
I'll give you 13 shots.
Oh, wow. Well, pretty efficient day then for Dylan Brooks. Cam
that
says.
Is efficient. I mean, he got to be upset.
You
know, he reminds me a lot of Jordan Clarkson, you know?
Yes.
I mean, he's there, but he's not there. I mean, he's potentially a starting guard. We see it, but he doesn't produce it. But he'll get there. You just have to chill. Everybody, chill. Chill. 20-plus tonight, baby.
Got it. Appreciate the call, Cam. That was a little bit of a roller coaster there, man. Let's go to Harrison in Olive Branch. Harrison, you're on.
Hey guys, there was a couple caller a couple you know back you know knocking Jaren about the fouls and stuff, and I think that's a old knock. I think Jaren's been better on defense. Yeah, he needs to rebound the ball a little bit better. That's kind of a problem. He's only got 3 rebounds. Our point guard's got 9. But he's definitely been better. But my thing with Dylan is, you know, I play basketball myself. And, you know, when it's not coming for you, you just got to find out another way to facilitate, whether it be on defense or, you know, rack up some assists. But like the previous caller was saying, man, Dylan's got it in him. He's going to get through this slump. We sat through Jaren's slump. We got to sit through DB's slump. And he'll get through it. Like you said, I think he's due for a big night tonight. So we'll see.
Harrison, thanks for the call, man. 535-3776-535 ESPN. Let's go to Brad. Brad, you're on.
Hey, guys. Yeah, so my question is not so much a question as much as it is a statement, but I wonder, do you guys think that Ja doesn't realize how good he is? Because you look there and you see him take over in the fourth quarter all the time, and there's no reason Dylan Brooks should be
I think we lost. Brad. But
I can't get going.
Yeah. What you broke out on us, Brad? What were you? What you said? Does Ja realize how good he is? And then you broke up.
Oh yeah, I'm just saying. Do y'all think that he doesn't realize that he can take over a game before the fourth quarter?
Yeah, I mean,
I don't know why
he's learning.
Wait for fourth quarter, Ja.
Right, Brad. Thanks for the call, man.
He's learning, isn't he, John? Wouldn't you say?
Yeah,
that?
I mean, I also think he's trying to play within the flow of a game too, and kind of wants to set his guys up and let it come to him on some level as well.
which he's done pretty much all season long in some instances, and just kind of picked his spots, and then which we've applauded, right? And then come hard, been one of the best scorers in the league in the fourth quarter. So you'd seen that pattern during the previous version of the season. And listen, to his point, though, does John know, how good he is? Look at these lines. Like 22, 11, and 5, 25, 9, and 9. And I just – we're focusing so much on how much more we think he could give or how much more aggressive he could be. This dude is a rookie, and he's putting up these kind of numbers. But I do think it speaks to how high his ceiling is, because I would agree. There have been times where you're like, man, Ja, if you're more aggressive here, you guys have got a big lead. And this is all part of it. Like, we can't assume just because he's the rookie of the year that he's got it all figured out just because he's been this good and he's got the Grizzlies this far ahead of schedule. These are important games where these two teams that you've played, with Pop, obviously with Portland, they're experienced. And Ja's having to figure out, okay, how much do I let guys go there for a while, get them involved, and then when is it my turn? He knows, that ceiling is high. And I think, the fact that he's had these monster lines, 25-9-9, and we're still saying Ja's got more in there shows you how much better he can get. It's a process. And to think, all right, just like with Taylor Jenkins, to think he's got it figured out already it isn't fair to him. And so I think that's what you see. When it comes to feel, Ja's got it for the most part.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of picking those spots. And now that it's playoff time, we want to see him picking them more.
Last word on this, we go to Philip. Philip, you are on the show. What's up, man?
Hey, what's up, Jackson and John? I don't think that Dylan needs to be benched, but he definitely needs to get through his head that he's not Kobe Bryant. I know he wears 24, but he's not Kobe. And so all the post fadeaways and the shooting contested threes, that has to go away. Dylan's shot attempts probably need to come down in half. He should be taking wide open shots that the offense creates for him, or if he has a driving lane, he should take it. But that's about it. But trying to be like our premier scorer and the third part to a big three just isn't it. The reason I don't think he needs to be benched is because I don't think there's a great option to come in and sub for him. It's kind of just where we are right now. We don't have a real starting caliber two. But I would like to see him adjust his mind frame to fit into a smaller role and maybe see a little bit more of Josh Jackson, because he has seemingly been a more efficient player. But for those who are freaking out now, I would say calm down. And the reason being is because Dylan, this has been Dylan. He's been doing this before the bubble. There were a few more games that we might have lost because he kind of got carried away. But just like you get bad Dylan some nights, maybe tonight or a game on down the road, you'll get Dylan that is way more efficient. He'll hit more shots. And so he's what we have. So all we can do is root for him.
Yeah, absolutely. Philip, appreciate the call, man. And thanks to everybody that called in on the show on this topic as well. We got to get to Brevin Knight, Mr. Keep It Real. We'll get his thoughts on Dylan Brooks, what the Grizzlies should do, what he expects, and more. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Hi, this is Wes McClooney, owner of the New Balance Memphis store. It's back to school, and I have an announcement for your children's feet. Okay, feet, this school year you need to help our children stand strong. You need to support them as they transition to a new type of environment, whether they're learning at school or learning online. They need new shoes to help give them the energy and endurance to learn, run, and play under unusual circumstances. They need New Balance shoes. They're designed specifically for younger feet with cutting-edge technology, and they come in some pretty cool colors, too. And when you shop at the New Balance Memphis store, our in-store fit experts will scan and measure your feet, resulting in a shoe that fits you perfectly. Come to the New Balance Memphis store to get the exact fit you need and help support your local store. We'll treat you right. Stop by and give us a chance to earn your business. New Balance Memphis, located in the Cordova Town Center on Germantown Parkway behind the Outback Steakhouse. New Balance Memphis, your feet will thank you.
Reaching out to a friend about their mental health can feel awkward, which is why it helps to have something to break the ice. You could go for a walk
or grab a slice of pizza. And if you're not driving, you could even use this commercial break to text them. See? That was easy. Reach out to a friend about their mental health. Find more ways to help at seizetheawkward.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
The motto for world-class competition has always been faster, higher, stronger. It's the same for Navien, makers of condensing tankless water heaters. Faster to install and set up. Higher performance and efficiency to provide endless hot water. Stronger with the industry's strongest warranty. All because of the copper-free stainless steel heat exchanger built in every unit. Learn about Navien's condensing tankless water heaters and find a Navien contractor at tanklessmadesimple.com. That's tanklessmadesimple.com.
Morning.
How'd you get in my house? Me?
Through the air conditioning vent. It's dark in there.
Go away.
How about some Honey Nut Cheerios?
Cheerios? Do I look like a child to you?
Honey Nut Cheerios are tasty and can help lower cholesterol as part of a heart-healthy diet. Did you just
No.
I'm pretty sure I heard a
It was my dryer.
You might want to get that thing checked out.
Have a change of heart. Honey Nut Cheerios. Learn more about Honey Nut Cheerios by picking up a box at your local store.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show. Jason Smith and John Martin on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station.
Brevin Knight is a friend of the show. We call him Mr. Keep It Real here on the Jason and John Show. You'll be able to catch him on all the Grizzlies regular season broadcasts, Fox Sports South. He's been a real semblance of normalcy throughout this crazy time, and he joins us now. Brevin, what's happening, man? Appreciate the time.
Oh, not much. What's going on?
Man, just trying to get through it, man. Just waiting for the first dub. That's all. We're just waiting on that first dub for the Memphis Grizzlies. Obviously, it has not been the desired outcome for the first two games, but they have been there at the end of both games. What have just been sort of your observation and your major takeaways about the Grizz as the season has started back up?
Well, the biggest thing is you got to play with a sense of urgency right from the outset of the game. I think the first game really showed them that you can't wait to play in these games because, in essence, these are playoff games right now. That's the intensity level. That's how they're going to be played. So I think they understand that. The other thing is the importance of every possession. Shot selection has to be you have to take the shots that are good shots every possession. So you have board coverage. You have defensive coverage. But the biggest takeaway is this is a young team that doesn't know how to win in these situations. And so this is all still a learning experience. This has just been accelerated so much more because with these eight games that you have to be ready from the outset. And so when you have the youth, if you look at all of the young upstart teams and what their records are, I don't think any have won between Sacramento, ourselves, and the New Orleans Pelicans. All have what people say are the young talent that's in the league, but young talent doesn't always lead to victory until you get your feet wet and what it takes to win in these situations. And then those guys, now they can take their skill and their understanding of what it takes, and now they'll be successful. But it's still a learning what it takes to win in these situations.
Which of the losses more disappointing in terms of the manner it happened for you, Brevin?
I thought the San Antonio one for me. Portland is the team that I say was the most dangerous team to catch the Grizzlies in these eight games because of the three vets that they have that can score. And then you get Nurkic back, who is a top-of-the-line center in our league. So I expected that to be a tough one. The San Antonio game, I thought because there was no Aldridge, the pace was going to be up and down, they had no shot blocking, that we could attack them on the interior and get whatever we wanted to get. But what happened was they were the quicker to 50-50 balls. They made the plays that they had to make, the shots that they had to make. And, you know, the Grizzlies, they gave the push that they had to make, just not enough to get over the hump.
You were talking about this weekend. I was listening to you. What changed at the end of that Portland game defensively? Everything was going good. What did they do? What did they change defensively that just didn't work for them?
Well, I don't know if this was a change from of style, if this was a change that the coaches put in. But for whatever reason, we were doing a good job of getting up on screen during regulation. That was starting to slow down Lillard, McCollum coming around those screens. We started right. that overtime. The bigs now were back again. So now you're allowing these guys, you're allowing them to play with no help coming around screens, and they're too good of offensive players. The other thing I thought we did is we allowed them to go away from the screens too much. So now if you go away from the screen, you have no help going away. But if I take you to the screen, the big that's guarding that screener can be there. So, but this is what you talk about. What's where you? That's where the importance of every possession. That's where understanding what you want to get done with your defensive schemes, no matter what. You just got caught and you play, and then those are the teams that make you pay for any little mistake.
Right. The Grizzlies are giving up 113 points per 100 possessions in the bubble through two games versus two sub-500 opponents, though, as we know, the Portland Trail Blazers are not your typical sub-500 team. Got to ask you about the conundrum of Dylan Brooks. You know, there was a time where he was as good as, you know, you feel like any shooting guard in the league early in this season. I mean, just a really dependable, reliable guy. And it's just been a really tough go for him in the bubble for whatever reason. Not shooting the ball well from three, making sort of unfortunate timing decisions and getting called for the charge, and then the foul on the other end there of DeRozan. Sounds like a lineup change may be in the cards. Is that the right move, Brevin? I mean, how do you sort of – what's your outlook on Dylan Brooks? Is a lineup change something that should be considered? Just where are you on Dylan and what's happened in the bubble?
Well, the thing is, I love Dylan's competitive nature, something that you cannot – that's not anything that you're going to get from every player. The one thing is just understanding what his role is on this team. And I don't know the level of the talk of what they expect, if they've had that talk. But I think at this point the problem is when you get into these type of games, when it is such pressure games, everything is riding on them, the outcomes, that's where you kind of tighten up a little bit. And I felt like in these first two games, we were still playing regular season basketball where it's kind of like equal opportunity. Everybody can get shots. But other teams are playing playoff basketball. And so you see the different intensity on these sides, but just the attention to detail on each side. And so for Dylan, it is, I would say, first and foremost, You are a defender. You get underneath the skin of the opposing team. And then when we get out into the break, you are a good finisher around the basket because you different ways. This has to be a better understanding of time and situation. Is this a good shot for where we are in the season right now, or is this not a good shot for where we are in the season? Or do you just continue to let him try to figure it out? Those are the two camps that you come from. Me, personally, I would like to just see him understand you're a defender. On the other end, if you have it going, then you can take those risky shots. If you don't have it going, we can't take the risky shots. And I think that's the way that I would play it.
You know, in college, it's such a motivator, right, benching someone. And I think in many instances, it's going to be you send the same message in the NBA, and I guess maybe you get the same results. But do you run a risk of losing him, I suppose, Brevin? I mean, you're the guy that's played professionally if you do that. Or, hey, he's a big boy. He got his contract. He better understand it. Like, which way do you lean there?
To me, I always take the big boy. This is a grown man's game.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
At the end of the day, it's a grown man's game. It's not a little boy's game. So everyone that comes into this understand that this is the business of basketball. And in the business of basketball, it's about winning. And if the results aren't there, then as a coach, then I got to push some buttons to try to get it there. You as a player have to understand and realize what you're doing, not doing, and then you have to play better. I mean, you can go over there and sulk about if a change happens. I don't know how much that's going to help you to get yourself back in the lineup. So for me, I always say in this game, you get benched, you can be in your feelings all you want to be, but it's just going to be the next person's opportunity more and more. Or you can look at it and say, well, what do I need to do better to help my team win that, in essence, leaves me on the floor? So as a coach, I say you make whatever decision you make that you think is in the best interest of the team. You explain it to the player, and then you move on, because in this game, this isn't a game of hold your hand, I feel sorry for you. That's not what this game is about. This game is about, we are playing to win. Are you helping us win? If you're not helping us win, then I got to move to the next person. And then you just have to live with it.
Yeah, we're talking to Brevin Knight, a.k.a. Mr. Keep It Real, here on the Jason and John Show. Grizzlies taking on the Pelicans, 5:30 today. You can catch the pregame right here on 92.9 FM, ESPN. Brevin, we took calls in the last segment, and one of the calls was a question about Ja Morant and his sort of his ability and uncanny ability to take over in the fourth quarter. But the question was, does he know how good he is, and does he know that he can start playing that well before the fourth quarter? Does it really matter, I guess, when that effort comes? I mean, there are players in this league who, you know, they ratchet up their efforts and their games in the fourth quarter. I mean, does it really matter if it's spread out over four to you?
Well, it does matter because he is so influential on everybody else. So it would, if he wasn't the guy that gets everyone else going, then you can say, well, don't worry about it. You'll pick it up. And you can say that for guys that are play the two position, play the three, play the four and five. But as a point guard and someone like himself that still understands my role and my responsibilities are bigger than just me pick up my game, that's where the difference comes in. Any other position than a point guard, you can say, that guy, you know what, he turned it on at that time and it's fine. But as a point guard, I am responsible for the well-being of our entire team. See, everyone else can worry about themselves. He has to worry about himself and everyone else. And so I understand the dichotomy between, should I take over and do me, or should I still try to figure out how to get these guys involved because I'm going to need them down the road. And so for him, it's just the aggression has to be, I am making these moves to score, and if y'all stop me, then I'm going to get somebody else involved. So I don't think that he has to change. I thought he had the first game, he was a little bit too lax in the first half, too much just trying to feel it out. I thought in the second game, he didn't have the feeling out situation, but he's still the guy that gets everyone else involved. So he can't go off on a selfish tangent and just worry about himself and leave everybody else by the wayside.
To the point that you just made, he is the absolute leader of this team. He's got the ball in his hands. I wonder, too, Brevin, associating this back to Dylan, how much of it is his job as the leader of the team? Do you leave that up to Taylor, like we just talked about, and Taylor and Dylan figure it out?
Yes.
Or when it affects
yes.
you as the point guard, do you say something?
Well, it all depends on the nature of who we are. Me, I say something when I was playing because I was an a-hole when I played at that point position. That's just who I was. And I didn't care who I was telling it to. I felt like I was telling you what was right. So I was going to say it. I think in this situation, a young team, you haven't been through any of this, to make it easier so that Ja can continue to have the relationships with his teammates he has, I think this is more of a Taylor Jenkins situation.
I got
where
you.
He has
that
to step
sense.
In and say, this is how I need you to play. If you can't play this way, then I have to go in this direction. I wouldn't put that on the players per se, more than just saying, all right, let's go, let's play together, let's do. But I wouldn't have them be the ones that are making those decisions at this point in their careers.
Yeah. Brevin, man, we appreciate the time as always, man. Stay safe out there, and we look forward to hearing you on the broadcast again, man. Thanks.
Thank you, Brevin.
Yeah, man, thanks for having me. We'll go get this.
Sounds good, man. He is Brevin Knight, a.k.a. Mr. Keep It Real. Always appreciate having him on the show.
Hold on now. Did he say they were going to go get the win, the applause? I couldn't hear what he was saying in the send-off.
No,
he said, sounds good. What did he say they're going to get the win? Dylan's going to score 22?
I don't think he said Dylan was going to score 22. But I'll be honest.
It's a great applause. I couldn't hear the out there. I think
I will raise my hand. I couldn't hear it either.
And you're saying sounds good. You don't know what the hell he said. That's what I thought.
It's going to be on me. Usually the guest doesn't come back with a second comment after they say bye. That's on me. Hand up.
I mean, look, man. That's all.
They're going to get that W, though.
What do you want me to say,
now,
man?
That's what I want to believe that he said. That he said, don't worry. They're going to go out. They're going to beat the Pelicans. Zion ain't going to play more than 15 minutes. Yeah. I think he gave us all that on the way.
Positive vibes only.
Exactly.
My go-to, man, when I can't hear
Sounds
people.
Sounds good.
That's what I do, man. Yep. Like, I don't know what else to say. Like, I was like, what? What?
Good job there, John.
Like, honestly, like, can I just be honest? I'll just confess something. Sometimes when I'm meeting people, I'm so focused on not sounding like an idiot when I'm introducing myself that I can't remember what they say. I can't, like, register. So I always, like, have a hard time, you know, trying to comprehend information. And sometimes when I can't hear somebody, rather than say, what was that? What did you – I just say, oh, yeah. Just nod and go with it.
It's like Chuck Todd at the end of Meet the Press, and even if somebody's told him, you go to hell, Chuck Todd, he's like, you got it. You know, he just ends it with a you got it, no matter what it is.
Yeah, like,
That's you, brother.
I'm like,
You are the Memphis version of that. Well, you are Chuck Todd.
I do appreciate the fact that you –
You got it.
You acknowledge that we couldn't hear
it. Couldn't hear a damn thing. It felt important. It's always important with Mr. Keep It Real.
Man, that was like a we discovered a vaccine applause. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that was like we got a cure, bro.
Okay.
That was like the end of Hamilton. You know what I'm saying?
End of Hamilton.
Yeah, bro.
Don't get me going on Hamilton.
That was a raucous applause, rambunctious, you would say. That's a much more modest. But now do the real one. Do it like you really. Give us the applause. Yeah, that was it right there. That was it. All right.
Okay. We got to pull ourselves together.
Yeah, all right. We will come back and try to wrap this thing up here on a Monday. Jason and John, 99 FM ESPN. Get in the zone,
AutoZone. Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Oil change coming up? We can help you out. Right now, you can get 5 quarts of Pennzoil High Mileage Motor Oil and an STP oil filter for just $27.99. And if you need it fast, we can help you get it fast. Whether it's at home with our next day delivery or in-store and curbside with our free same-day pickup. The choice is yours. Getting the job done just got easier. Restrictions and details at AutoZone.com. Get in the zone,
AutoZone. For muscle pain, body aches, to strains, Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis. It works fast and you won't stink. Its unique formula with Emu oil penetrates deep to relieve arthritis pain, sore muscles, joints, and more.
It is moving season, so make sure you call Black Tie Moving for all your moving needs. If you're thinking about relocating, whether it's home or office, crosstown, cross country, make sure you call the pros at Black Tie Moving, 316-6196, 316-6196. They have changed moving in the city of Memphis, because when you're moving, you're not just moving things, you're moving pieces of your life. And the good folks at Black Tie, they get that. I've used them. Jeffrey Wright has used them. They're accommodating. They're on time. They're pros, and that's what you're looking for. So if it's time to move and it's time to make that call, do it, Black Tie Moving, 316-6196. Go ahead and book your move now, because it is going to start booking up fast because the summer is here. School's starting back up. Black Tie wants to take the chore of moving your things out of your hands and make it that much easier for you. Black Tie Moving, change and moving in the city of Memphis. Call today.
Need a job? The Wing Guru is expanding and needs great employees. Join the fastest growing franchise in the Mid-South. For scholarship assistance and to apply, visit thewingguru.com.
Is there a room in your house that never seems to cool or heat the way you think it should? Then a Mitsubishi ductless system may be a solution for you. Hi, this is Lauren Choate with Choate's Air Conditioning, Heating, and Plumbing. Ductless systems are relatively new to the United States, but Mitsubishi ductless systems are a proven energy saver because the system does not have any ductwork, so it can blow colder air in the summer and warmer air in the winter. Mitsubishi's inverter-driven compressors automatically adjust to your cooling or heating demands to deliver ideal comfort while only using the energy that is needed. No more, no less. Do you have a bonus room, sunroom, or master bedroom that never cools right? Maybe a new addition to your home or a garage you want heated or cooled. Now you can do it efficiently. Call Choate's today at 755-4797 or visit our website at choateshvac.com to schedule your free estimate. And remember, Choate's, let our family serve your family.
I'm United States Surgeon General Jerome Adams, America's doctor.
And all across our nation, we've taken steps together to slow the spread of coronavirus. Now we must continue to take personal responsibility to protect ourselves and our loved ones. Because even though not all of us risk a severe case of coronavirus, we all risk getting it and spreading it to others, maybe without even realizing that we're sick. So if we want to get back to school, back to work, back to worship, and back to overall health, there are things our country needs to do. We need to follow state and local guidelines, take extra precautions if at higher risk, wash our hands frequently, stay 6 feet from others when we can, and when we can't stay 6 feet from others, please, I'm begging you, wear a face covering. These small actions will make a big difference. So I'm asking you to say it with me, America. Coronavirus stops with me. You can learn more at coronavirus.gov.
Produced by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services at taxpayer expense.
You need a drink, man. It's been a tough few months. I certainly do. I'm going to do it with Riverset Rye. You should do the same. It's a 93-proof small-batch rye whiskey that's made right here in Memphis, cooked along the banks of the Mississippi River. It's more important than ever before, folks, to support locally, to drink locally. And every time you pick up a bottle of Riverset Rye, you know you are doing just that. One of my other favorite things about it is that you can consume it in a variety of ways. I'm not going to tell you how to do it. They're all great, but you can drink it neat. You can drink it on the rocks. You can make a cocktail with it. Lots of different ways you could go. And again, just $29.99. That's it. $29.99. And it is a smooth, great tasting whiskey, and it looks great on your bar. So what are you waiting for? It's available wherever fine liquors are sold. Go pick up a bottle of Riverset Rye today. Join the Rye Rebellion. Go against the current. Pick up a bottle of Riverset Rye whiskey today.
Baseball's back, and it's game on with Radio.com, bringing you the best coverage of this historic 60-game MLB season. Follow your favorite clubs on the country's best sports stations. Every day, they'll break down the news with in-depth game analysis and exclusive player interviews. For a unique perspective on the MLB season and all sports, listen to Radio.com Sports Originals, like Swings and Misses. The best in sports talk is right at your fingertips. It's game on. Follow Major League Baseball on Radio.com and the Radio.com app.
Every story has a beginning. My story begins with the Memphis Police Department. Starting out as a police service technician and working my way up the ranks, I've written the story of a lifetime.
I'm Lieutenant Colonel Caroline Mason Beasley, and I'm the best in blue. Apply today, and you too can become the best in blue.
We are reimagining policing. To apply, visit joinmpd.com.
Memphis is known for its barbecue, but only one Memphis area restaurant actually serves world championship barbecue, and this is Gary Parrish reminding you that it's Memphis Barbecue Company, which has reopened at 50% capacity. They've instituted sanitation procedures greater than what the CDC and health department require, including a three-step approach to sanitizing tables so you can get back inside right now. So go order online at memphisbbqco.com.
It's Mattress Firm's Summer Save and Sleep event. Save up to $300 on our top-rated brands like Beautyrest, Serta, Sealy, and more. Plus, get a free adjustable base with select mattress purchase of $699. Or get up to 50% off select mattresses from our best-selling brands. Don't wait. Shop in-store, online at mattressfirm.com, or by phone for these amazing deals. Only at Mattress Firm.
Offer valid with qualifying purchase. Restrictions apply. Valid at participating locations only. Some products only available online. For offer details, visit mattressfirm.com/sale.
Indeed knows that for any business, your next step is the most important one, like hiring someone who can make a real impact. Indeed can help you find high-impact hires faster, without any long-term contracts, and you pay only for what you need, thanks to our super flexible payment options. So why not take that next step with Indeed? Get started with a free $75 credit for your first job post and get in front of more quality candidates. Go to Indeed.com/high impact. That's Indeed.com/high impact. Terms and conditions apply.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show. Jason Smith and John Martin on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station.
A little less conversation, a little more action. All this aggravation ain't satisfaction in me. A little more bite, a little less spark. A little less fight, a little more spark. Close your mouth and open up your heart. And maybe satisfy me. Satisfy me, baby. Baby, close your eyes and listen to the music. Dig to the summer breeze. It's a groovy night, and I can show you how to use it. To come along with me and put your mind at ease. Hey, less conversation, a little more action.
Need a drink?
Do it
with Riverset Rye Whiskey. It's my go-to whiskey. It should be your go-to whiskey. Why isn't it on your bar yet? It's just $29.99 wherever fine liquors are sold. It's great tasting. It's smooth. It's small best 93 proof rye whiskey. It has taken over the city of Memphis. It's made right here in Memphis. Cooked along the banks, aged along the banks of the Mississippi River. It is my go-to whiskey. It needs to be yours as well. The bottle looks good. Just looks good sitting on your bar, even if you get down to just a little bit left. It looks good sitting there. Trust me, it's a nice addition and a must-have to any bar collection. Just $29.99, available wherever fine liquors are sold. Drinking neat, drinking on the rocks. Make a cocktail with it, a Memphis Mule, Project Pat approved. You can do all that with Riverset Rye. So go against the current. Join the Rye Rebellion. Pick up a bottle of Riverset Rye whiskey today. We're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. A couple of tweets have come in. I was laughing about this still. Ryan is listening. He says, guest, I'm slashing your tires and I'm going to beat you up when I see you. Me. Sounds good. You know, you got it, man. Yeah. Thanks for coming on.
That's accurate. Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's like one of those situations, like, what would you have had me do? I'm sorry, Brevin, what was that? I know you had, like, a very poignant thought. I don't like asking people to repeat themselves, and I know people don't like being asked to repeat themselves, you know? So it's one of those things, you just got to let it ride, Jay. I think you got to let it ride.
Oh, you handle it like you always
That's
do.
That's why
like
Chuck Todd is such a pro. Chuck Todd's like, all right, man, have a good one.
No, you make us proud, John, every time. It's listening at the end. We've just got to do it.
It's tough.
We've just got to do it.
Well, in this case, it was maybe there was an outside force. You know
but
what
again,
I'm saying?
We're just blessed to have Connor here, so I don't want. It's like Dylan Absolutely. Brooks. How hard do you come down, John?
Yeah.
How hard do you come down?
That was definitely Dylan Brooks. That was a Dylan Brooks at the end of regulation foul on DeMar DeRozan, though.
Oh, I don't know about that. That was more of like a fast break.
That's
charge.
A little strong.
Okay. All right. So that was less egregious of the two. Okay, less egregious of the two. Well, that's fine. That was a charge. That's exactly right. There was still 3 minutes left in the game.
Exactly.
You know, we still have a final segment to recover. And so, absolutely. Big game today, Jason, you have to say,
man, yes.
For the Memphis Grizzlies. As I said, I'm not calling this a must-win because I don't think there are any must-wins on this schedule, even going into, you know, that play-in tournament. But it's a big one in terms of just perception because it's on ESPN. It took, you know, playing Zion, but you're on ESPN. And so the world will be watching this one, Jason.
No, and it's also a matchup. Look, Drew Holiday gets up for Ja Morant. We've seen it this season. And he was not good. No one was good against the Clippers. But Drew, too, I think he only scored 5 points or 4 or 5 points. And Ja, he gets up for those games. And why wouldn't you? I was going to ask Brevin about this. If there's, you know, those veteran guards, man, veteran point guards especially, when they, you know, they come across somebody that's been crowned, or in this case, you know, with Ja, at least for the Rookie of the Year crown, rightfully so.
Yeah.
But you get up for those games. And Ja has typically got him, you know, kind of got Drew going. That's one of the things he gets. So I'm interested to see tonight, too, how Drew sort of sets the tone up top. He had done that in those meetings against the Grizzlies early this season, and see how Ja responds. I think, you know, Brevin makes a great point too, John, before we get out of here. I don't know if Ja is at the point in his career where you take that Dylan Brooks issue by the horns. You leave that to Taylor. Because did you see Shake Milton and Joel Embiid earlier in the bubble? Like, they're going back and forth during a game, and with so much at stake in these seeding games for the Grizzlies, what you don't need right now is sort of a divide between players. It's with Ja at this stage, it makes more sense to let Taylor Jenkins handle the DB thing. Hey, you're shooting too much. Rein it in a little bit. It makes a lot of sense to me.
Yeah, that's going to do it for us today. Thanks to all of our guests who joined us on the show today. Thanks to Brevin Knight. Thanks to George Dunham. And thanks to Jason Fitz. Grizz Pelicans, that's going to be on ESPN. You can catch that pregame right here on 99 FM ESPN at 5 o'clock. Game live at 5:35. That's going to do it for us. Giannotto and Jeffrey are up next. Don't miss it. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
The Mid-South's number one for sports. WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis. On the radio.com live and rewind anytime. Smart speakers just say, play 92.9 ESPN.
Hi, folks. This is Dominic Kuhn, general manager here at Sunrise on the Pike. I want to invite you to the Sunrise Annual 10 Sale going on at right now. Thinking about a new or used car or truck and not sure where to get the most for your money? Come to Sunrise on the Pike. More than 1,000 Buicks and GMCs to choose from. The majority price at employee pricing. You heard right, employee pricing. That means you pay what we pay. Bad credit, bankruptcy, slow pay? That's okay. Here at Sunrise, we specialize in secondary financing. If you got a job, you're approved at Sunrise, the home of the guaranteed credit approval. See us online at sunriseonthepike.com.
Hey, Cardinal Nation, Todd Thomas here. You know, that one guy. If you've been to a Cardinals game, you might recognize my face from the Jumbotron. Well, today, I'm coming to you live from the couch in my hotel room. It's my home base for exploring places like Union Station, Forest Park, and the Magic House, before coming back here to enjoy the game and try to get my family to do the wave. Join us and re-explore St. Louis responsibly. Wear masks, stay 6 feet apart, and wash your hands. Book your trip today at ExploreSt.Louis.com.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. Dealing with battery problems? We've got you. Let's start with a free battery test. If you just need a free charge, we can help with that too. And if it's time for a new battery, you're in the right place. We've got a full selection of batteries starting at just $79.99. That's what makes us America's number one battery destination, where help is always in stock. Based on data from the NPD Group Incorporated Car Care Track, 12 months ending December 2019.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Allstate has new lower auto rates. Nope. Allstate has new lower auto rates. Allstate has new lower auto rates. Allstate has new lower auto rates.
Allstate has new lower auto rates. There we go. For new lower auto rates, visit allstate.com or call an agent for a quote today.
Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Savings vary. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
The home of the Jeff Calkins Show. Weekdays, 9 a.m. till 11 a.m.
And honestly, it's what in the early days of the golf tournament. I mean, early in the week, I often write about that kind of stuff. You know, I spent a day making Prano Pups. And those are harder than you think, by the way. Mine always had a little bit of a wonky end or,
yeah.
A little swirl at the end. When you swirl the thing, to give it a little twist at the end, my whole wiener would become lumpy, as it were. You should save that as a
phrasing.
Live on 92.9 FM ESPN and on radio.com.
I'm Listening Daily, here to help end the stigma of talking about mental health. During these challenging times, we are here to listen and to help our communities listen to each other. Here's Brad Schultz of Cage the Elephant on the importance of talking about your feelings.
What I found very helpful in this whole time is I'll call some of my friends that I know are up late at night because I am a night owl, and having some of the most deep and intimate conversations that I've ever had with some of my friends, for me at least, when the anxiety builds up and that sort of thing, is when, you know, you get almost embarrassed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.